Well, I'm Bart Wiseman. I'm a musician on Cape Cod, band leader, teacher, and also producer and performer for the Provincetown Jazz Festival. I perform all over Cape Cod. I have several groups I work with. We have the Cape Cod Jazz Quintet. We have the Bart Wiseman Smooth Jazz Group. We have a klezmer swing group, the only klezmer group on the Cape. And we also have a jazz group that performs with different artists around the Cape. You know, I always look at myself as being a member of the group, whether it be a trio, quintet, sextet, whatever, and we're all playing together. And then as I teach my students, the most important thing that we can bring to the performance or a gig is our ears. Everything else is secondary. So we're all listening to each other. We're complimenting each other. So exactly, we're really creating a what I would say is floating down the river, and we're really the raft that everybody else is on top of, and our job is to keep it nice and smooth so they can stay on top without falling off into the water.
Now, when you first started playing, what attracted you to the drums, or was there another instrument in your life at some point?
I thought about playing bass, but my fingers are just too small, and there are other members of my family that have longer fingers, and I'm not one of them. And then I gave up on that idea, and when I was 13, we went to a party up the street, and I saw a drummer playing a drum set, and I just said, that's what I'm going to be doing the rest of my life. When you're dealing with the non-musicians in the schools, when they're coming in, we do something a little bit more contemporary. So they have this look on their face like, wait a minute, this is jazz? And we go, yeah, Herbie Hancock wrote this. This is jazz. And then we take them through the whole progression. It's interactive. So we'll take a song and we'll say, you know, in jazz, we can play this four different ways. Let us show you. You pick which way you want us to play it. And then we'll get them into clapping and dancing and show them that their great-grandparents, or in some cases great-great-grandparents, used to dance to jazz, and it was their hip-hop. So we try to relate that to them, and they're coming out, they're very happy. With the students who are learning jazz, the most important thing that they learn very quickly is this is their chance to improvise and make up something new. And a lot of times in the schools, when they do the big bands, they don't get a chance to improvise like they can in a small combo situation. So at the conservatory with our Sea Jazz program, and at Sturgis with our new combos program, we've been able to get them into improvising. And I know it's working when a student comes back to me and says, can we play this song? And I'll go, yeah, now they've got it.